Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a jungle bass wobble with chopped vinyl character. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound big, it's to make it feel glued, gritty, and alive, like a single old-school instrument that's locked into the break and carrying that classic DNB pressure. We're aiming for that jungle feel where the bass doesn't just sit underneath the drums, it talks back to them. It pushes, teases, drops out, and comes back in with a little rewind attitude. If you've ever heard a bass line that feels like it was sampled from a dusty record and then performed live inside the groove, that's the vibe we're chasing. Start by thinking in layers of responsibility, not just layers of sound. The sub is there to carry the weight, the mid bass is there to carry the attitude, and any vinyl style texture or chop is there to add motion and phrasing. If one layer tries to do all three jobs, the mix gets blurry fast. So let's build the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load up Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. Wavetable is a great choice here, because it gives you movement while staying inside stock Ableton territory. Program a 1 or 2 bar loop in a low register. Keep it simple at first. Root and fifth are a strong starting point, or root with a minor second or flat third if you want that darker jungle tension. Don't write a bass line that just runs constantly. Jungle bass works better when it breathes. Use short notes, a few longer holds, and some empty space so the break can actually speak. Think of the bass as answering the drums instead of fighting them. And if you can, vary the MIDI velocity a little. That gives the filter and distortion later something more natural to react to. Inside the synth, build a sub-safe foundation first. In Wavetable, start with a saw or a square-based Wavetable on oscillator 1. You can add oscillator 2 at a low level for a bit more body, but keep it subtle. Turn on the sub-oscillator if the patch supports it, and make sure it stays clean and stable. Avoid wide unison on the sub. That's one of the fastest ways to ruin the low end in a DNB track. Shape the tone with a low-pass filter, somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to start. You want the sound dark enough to feel old school, but not so filtered that it loses character. Set the amplitude envelope with a quick attack, medium short decay, and a sustain level that supports the note length you want. If you want a slightly more authentic chopped or sampled feel, add a little glide or portamento, maybe around 20 to 60 milliseconds, just enough to hint at that rubbery jungle movement. Now for the chopped vinyl character. This doesn't come from one magic effect. It comes from controlled changes in note length, filter movement, and amplitude behavior. Add an auto filter after the instrument and set it to low pass 24. Use cutoff automation to move between a darker, tighter tone and a more open, aggressive tone. A good starting range is somewhere between about 180 Hz and 1.2 kHz, depending on how intense the section is. Keep resonance moderate so it speaks without screaming. Next, add autopan and sync mode for a bit of rhythmic motion. Keep the amount subtle. You're not trying to make the bass swirl all over the stereo field. You're trying to get a slight gating or wobble feel that adds movement. Try rates like 1/8, 1/16, or dotted 1/8. And set the phase to 0 degrees if you want simple volume movement instead of a stereo sweep. But the real chopped feel comes from the phrasing. Make the notes short, cut them hard, leave tiny gaps. If you want it to feel like a sampled record cut, the timing matters just as much as the tone. Use the break as your timing reference, and don't quantize everything so tightly that the groove becomes robotic. A few notes can sit just a hair behind or ahead of the drums, and suddenly the whole line starts leaning into the break. Now let's split the sub from the character layer if needed. You can do this with two tracks or inside an instrument rack. One chain is your pure sub, maybe operator with a sine wave or a very clean low oscillator. The other chain is your mid-bass wobble and grit. On the sub, keep it mono. Use utility with width at 0 if needed. Low pass it above roughly 80 to 120 Hz, and if you add saturation, keep it gentle. Just enough harmonics so it translates on smaller speakers. This split is really important. The sub should be predictable. The mid-bass can get wild. That's how you get pressure without losing control. Now group the bass layers into a bass group and start gluing them together like they came from one instrument. A solid stock chain might go utility, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then EQ8. You don't need to overcook any of it. In saturator, a few dB of drive can be enough. Turn on soft clip if you want a little edge. In drum bus, keep the drive low to moderate, and use crunch sparingly. Boom should be very cautious unless you're deliberately shaping a low-end swell. For glue compressor, the job is cohesion, not smashing. Try a 2:1 ratio, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the bass stops breathing, you've gone too far. The whole point is to make the sub and wobble feel like one coherent record cut, not two separate layers stacked on top of each other. Use EQ8 to clean up the edges. High-pass anything below 20 to 30 Hz if needed, and watch for mud in the 180 to 350 Hz area. If the wobble is barking too hard, tame some of the 2 to 5 kHz range. That's especially important if your break is bright and busy. You want the bass to feel heavy, not harsh. For extra movement, don't just automate randomly. Use automation as phrasing. Open the filter a little on the last hit of every two bar phrase. Add a tiny resonance bump at the end of a bar if you want that little rewind sting. Dip the bass volume by 1 or 2 dB when the drum fills get busy. Those small moves make the bass breathe with the break instead of sitting rigidly on top of it. Here's a classic jungle trick. Make one version of the bass darker and one version more open. The dark version can be your main loop, and the open version can come in for a bar or two to create contrast. That way the drop evolves without needing a completely different bass line. Once the MIDI version is working, resample it to audio. This is where the chopped vinyl feel really comes alive. Freeze and flatten, or route the bass to a resample track and print it. Then consolidate the clips and start editing. Slice a held note into tiny fragments. Remove one fragment to create that missing tape tension. Reverse a short piece for a rewind feel. Add clip fades so you don't get clicks. This audio editing step can sound more authentic than any plugin effect. It feels like the bass was cut by hand, which is exactly the kind of imperfect, mechanical energy old-school jungle loves. Now check the bass against the breakbeat. The bass should leave room for the snare crack, ghost notes, kick transients, and the top-end shimmer of the break. If the low end gets crowded, use a little sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Keep the attack fast and the release medium, but don't overdo the pumping. Just enough to make space. And if the drum pattern is busy, simplify the bass in those bars. Sometimes fewer notes feel heavier, because each one lands with more intent. That call and response between bass and drums is a huge part of authentic jungle arrangement. Before you call it done, do the mastering-minded checks. Turn the bass down and see if the line still reads. If it disappears completely at low volume, it's probably too dependent on sub and needs more mid-range character. Check it in mono. If the bass loses weight when collapsed to mono, the sub or stereo treatment needs fixing. And keep an eye on headroom. You want the bass to behave before the final limiter ever sees it. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the wobble too wide. Keep the sub mono. Don't distort the entire bass too hard, or you'll destroy the low end. Don't automate so much movement that the phrase loses its rhythm. And don't bury the groove under fake vinyl texture. The chop, the note placement, and the phrasing should create the character first. Texture should support it, not replace it. If you want to push the style darker and heavier, tune the bass to the track key and let the sub reinforce the root. Add a very quiet octave up mid layer if you need more presence on smaller systems. Use short resonant filter peaks at phrase endings for that old record jump kind of tension. And if you really want to lock in the groove, use ghost notes or tiny quiet slices that barely register at first, but make the loop feel more alive. For practice, try making a two-bar jungle bass loop that evolves into a four-bar phrase. Build a simple root, fifth, and one darker passing note. Add a low-passed wobble layer and a clean sub layer. Automate the filter so bar 2 opens slightly more than bar 1. Resample it, slice one note into three or four tiny fragments, remove one, and add a subtle fill at the end with a reverse slice or filter flick. Then check the whole thing in mono and adjust the sub. If it loses weight, if you do it right, you'll end up with a bass line that feels like it belongs under a classic jungle break. Gritty, glued together, and full of that chopped vinyl pressure. Not a modern wobble pasted on top, but a living bass instrument with attitude. That's the sweet spot. Now take that idea and build your own variation. Darker, open, more aggressive, more restrained. Same core identity, different phrasing. That's how you make jungle bass feel authentic and keep it moving across the arrangement.